Greenland, and it was covered completely with glaciers, but now when you look at it, you can see a band of rock, you know, on the coast around that glacier. And that band of rock is going to start warming up, and it's going to start taking Greenland. Greenland is the one glacial area that's going to put the world at risk. If that melts fast, sea level could rise 18 feet. And most of the major cities are on coastlines. All of those cities will be underwater.
Wow.
Good example, L.A. and New York.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the sea level doesn't have to rise very far for downtown Manhattan, the financial district. You know, 10 feet will put the financial district underwater.
So are we not doing enough right now to ensure terrible things like that happening, you know, just as humans and what we use and consume and
we're not
global
even,
warming?
We're not. There's a you know, grassroots efforts out there. It's only recently that Congress actually approved the observation that the climate is warming. They're not all in agreement as to whether it's man-made or not. But most of the climate change that we see right now is, you know, it started around 1850, beginning of the commercialization. And, you know, back then, the population of the world was only a billion. And, you know, you go to 1950 and it's 2 billion. But now we're almost 8 billion. You know, that's what's going to really cook the earth, is that we're just populating it, and everybody is a consumer. And so that's not sustainable growth. You know, we really need to check the population, and then we need to start checking the way we're using the earth. And so.